Live from the GPB newsroom, good Thursday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Secretary of State-elect Brad Raffensperger says one of his main priorities during his first year in office will be educating Georgians about changes to the state's voting system. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Raffensperger doesn't take office until January 14th, but the Johns Creek Republican says he is already working on ways to make sure people have faith in any new system Georgia uses.
Sometimes when people don't feel confident, what they do is they don't show up. And we want people to be fully comfortable with the new system. We want them engaged. We want great turnout. And that would be a tremendous success story for our department.
A bipartisan commission will make a recommendation that could use paper ballots or a ballot marking device that prints a paper copy. Any changes would then have to be approved by the legislature. Then the Secretary of State's office could start the process of buying the machines. Raffensperger hopes to have a new system ready to test by the 2019 local elections. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia Senator David Perdue says it is unacceptable to pass a federal budget 3 months late. The Senate approved the budget last night. It allocates spending through the beginning of February to avoid a government shutdown this weekend. Speaking on the Senate floor last night, Senator Perdue said Congress isn't doing its job.
October, November, and December is the first fiscal quarter of the fiscal year 2019. We are already one-fourth through this fiscal year.
Senator Perdue also took issue that there is no money currently appropriated for disaster relief for Georgia, among other states. Hurricane Michael devastated Georgia's agricultural industry in October. Georgia's unemployment rate is at its lowest in 18 years. Labor Commissioner Mark Butler today announced that around 100,000 jobs have been added this year. While employment numbers were down slightly last month, the state added an average of 8,000 jobs a month during 2018. The biggest gains were in the fields of trade, transportation, and utility work, followed by professional and business services, as well as construction. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.